Missed the show? Get the best bits of Annie and Ando on the podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
The grand final eve episode of Up Early, because we are your sporting authority. You don't need to go anywhere except right here, right.
Stay on, Joy. There's going to be some cracking content today for sure.
Dribble, drip. Something's dribbling out of my mouth because I'm full of it this morning. We are talking charities.
We're going to be chatting to Rebecca Madden. You'll know her. She's sports royalty. Plus,
Ninja Warrior host, footy show. First female to be on this. Do you know when she went on the footy show, there was so much, there was a lot of support for her, but there was a lot of dissing her on social media. Like, what's her qualification? It rated its pants off. That first episode was better than like some grand final shows.
My goodness. And the news. That's where I love Rebecca from
the news.
Reporting.
Yeah, she's very good. And Weekend Today or Sunrise or Weekend something. Yes. Anyway, we'll know that before we talk to her.
But we are going to be chatting about the My Room Children's Cancer Charity, which is associated this year with the grand final. They're raising funds. And Rebecca is at the helm.
She is. And they've got partnered with the footy show. The footy show is coming back for one ep tonight, 7:30. And all the funds raised will go to My Room. Do you know I know the boss, the CEO of My Room?
Seriously?
Margaret Cedar.
This is the first I've heard of this charity.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, when you were young, how did you get into knowing what a charity, like how did you work out what a charity is and decide to support?
The very, very first fundraising.
Yeah.
You know those chocolate boxes? Remember them?
Oh, where you take them home and your family ends up eating them and
yes,
realises they have to put $80 in the box.
yeah, that's it.
What was your chocolate? Was it the triangle
Freddo's.
One? Oh, Freddo's.
Yeah, Freddo's and the mixed one with all the different, I think they had cherry ripes and things in there.
Oh, we used to have one that was only for school charities and it was kind of like your, I want to say almond, your Cadbury almond block, but it was in a different shape and it had nuts in it, whatever it was.
Oh, okay.
It was good.
Before the no nut
correct
days.
Correct. It was way before. And there was readathons.
Everyone's just shaking all these boxes with nuts.
I did an MS readathon in primary school.
I didn't know that was for charity. I thought it was raising awareness. Who was paying?
You got paid per book. Like my nan sponsored me.
Oh.
Dad sponsored me. The neighbour sponsored me.
The Premier's Reading Challenge, which was just...
Oh, God, you're hoity-toity in your private schools over there.
It's not. That was a public primary school. But that was when no one was
Premiers.
Paying me to read. Please, oh, reading.
We got paid per book
skill.
Or per page. I can't remember. And you would make a pledge of how many pages you wanted to read. And then the next biggie was 40-hour famine for me.
Same.
Did it?
I did it twice. Once, we didn't have to just give up food, though. But you could choose because some
choose
people
what?
Around the world... don't have a lot of different things. So I went without furniture one year. And
Hang on. What do you mean you went without furniture?
You had to sleep on the floor. You had to do your homework on the floor. You had to sit on the floor.
So you're allowed inside the house. The house
yes.
didn't count, but you weren't. So your mum would go, it's dinner time, kids. Anna, Annie, come and get your dinner.
Yeah.
And you'd sit on the floor.
Yep.
At the table, near the table with them.
Yeah. Funny, in some places that don't have the luxury
as they
of
drop
furniture.
It down.
Just kick okay. it to you,
no, just,
roll it to you under the table.
I've never
like
heard
some
of
some kind of golem-like creature. Please, sir, can I have some more?
I just haven't heard of the give up thing. It's back. There was no option. It was go without food.
The second time I gave up talking, you might have read some. We had to study a book where a girl was mute, so you know we had to put ourselves in her shoes if we wanted to.
God, sounds like your mum and your sister got all the benefit out of this.
But did you do the food?
I did the food and we got to camp out at school in the drama room and it was all pash fest. It was an absolute pash fest. There was touching and...
Why
was,
were you there?
It was a sleep out.
Why was it a sleep out for 40-hour famine?
Well, you turned up like... I think the famine... I can't remember. Famine started on one day and it was that night in between the 2 days. And, well, it was to keep each other company and all we did was ate boiled lollies and pashed. And pashed. It was the
and you could drink tea as well. You could have black tea.
Oh, no tea. I think Gavin Smith snuck in something more than tea. Anyway.
At least everybody had nice breath from all the sugar lollies you were eating.
Yuck. And then afterwards, you're not really hungry because your tum-tum shrunk.
I do think it's a gateway to eating disorders at that age. Think about it. An excuse to not eat for 2 days.
And raise money.
Hello, this is your morning wake-up call with compliments from Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9.
We're talking charities this morning. And you know, Annie, I think there's good ones and there's bad ones, and I'm not going to disperse judgment. Well, disperse judgment? Make judgment? Well, I am going to make judgment. Of course I do. Joy rocks. So if you want to go to joy.org.au, you can donate to us.
Oh, here's a question. What's the difference between a charity and a not-for-profit?
Yeah, that's a good... Not-for-profit exists for the benefit of a community and a charity is... I don't know, actually.
So I think we're a not-for-profit.
We're a not-for-profit.
Yeah, so I've had a look at the statistics. So there are quite a few charities in Australia. There's actually more not-for-profits, though.
But Joy is a charity. Joy is a registered charity. The seal of approval is on the front homepage of our website. I want to switch it, though, to... dodgy charities. Boom, boom, boom! There was a thing a while ago, people dressing up when you could actually visit each other's houses and door knocking and pretending to be from the Selvos. So they got themselves white buckets, painted the lids red, cut a hole in it.
Oh, that's terrible.
Went, "Hi, Annie Louie, would you like to donate?" And then they ran off with the money.
I think it happens a lot because it doesn't take heaps to become registered, I think.
Well, these aren't even registered. They're just copying.
Yeah, that's just fraud. That's straight up fraud and it's a crime. Do not do that. But some, I would say, are maybe for tax
made up
purposes.
Rorts.
Rorts?
I want to give you the warning signs how to spot if a charity might be fake.
Yeah, tell me. I need this.
You've never heard of the charity before or it's well known, but you suspect the website, email or letter might be fake.
Like if there's maybe, you know, at charitablecause.com, but like there's a typo in it or an extra zero or something.
So the website will often look identical until you actually click on the donate now and instead of it going red cross.
It goes straight to
red
James
cross.
Smith's PayPal.
Correct.
Dodgy.
Another way of spotting this is thanks to an Australian website, scamwatch.gov.au. The person collecting donations on behalf of the charity does not have any identification.
Oh, so you can request it. I can say, can I see your official ID?
Yeah. Now, some of the official IDs that these people wear are just a laminated library card. With a photo. You know, they look dodgy.
Yeah.
It's a bit like our media passes for the original ones.
Hey, do what we can with the resources we have.
Another way to spot another warning sign, you're put under pressure or made to feel guilty or selfish.
Isn't that just selling things to people?
Yeah, I think so.
Every time I walk into a clothing store, I used to, they probably use guilt.
I think Scamwatch needs to update their warning signs because this one, you're asked to provide a cash donation as they don't accept checks. Who writes a check these days?
Oh, yeah, I see. I thought you meant who uses cash. Use cash.
Yeah, I haven't used cash for ages, but...
I honestly don't know how to write a check. Never have.
Have you never written a check?
Never written a check.
Oh, my God.
Are you going to get me to write one?
Next time you're over, Mr. Ando loves writing checks. He sits at the desk
you
with
feel
his
rich.
Rubber stamps. And
yeah.
His,
he has a check for $5.
Yeah. Insert writing noise here. And like he's just, he was a bit scared of online banking. I think he's crossed the line. But, yeah, he used to write lots of checks. I just don't.
If you gave me a check, I honestly don't even know how to get the money.
You can deposit. You deposit in your account. You can use an ATM. They have
what?
ATM. Oh my God! That drawer at the front, not the bin.
I've been putting my checks in the bin. Why am I poor? But I had so many checks.
Some ATM machines. You hear a click and you open it, and it's full of envelopes. It's great. I always take a few spare.
What do you mean? You take a few spare?
Oh, if I want to write letters to people.
You take envelopes? What?
It's just free stationery. Your mind is blank.
That's why pens are on the chain, because of people like you.
Oh, no, no, no. If you pull hard enough, a little yank and out it comes, Annie Louie.
Up early? Annie and Ando are up with you too. 6 till 7 a.m. every weekday on Joy.
It's your Friday morning, grand final eve. We're talking charities, because we can.
Yeah, and also there is a fundraising show happening tonight. For My Room, the children's cancer charity, in collaboration with The Footy Show.
And we get to catch up with Rebecca Madden this morning.
Still to come. Yes, I want to talk about somebody else who's famous, but for different reasons. Mm. Philosophy. You probably can't name a famous philosopher who's still alive, can you?
Oh, well, you could study, you could be a professor of philosophy.
Yeah, it's hard to become famous for philosophy, though. But one guy, Peter Singer... He's an Australian who has written heaps of books about moral dilemmas, ethical dilemmas and charities. And he thinks that the most effective way to give, would you agree with him, is to help the most people. So get bang for your buck.
Yeah, more to the masses.
More to the masses, exactly. So one of the most pressing...
Well, hang on, you asked me, can I respond to that question?
Yeah.
It depends, Annie. Because we were talking before about a personal connection to charities, and so when you feel personally connected, the energy that you bring to their plight is, I think, is considerable. And so if I have a child impacted by cancer and get behind a particular charity that is relevant to that, the amount of time, energy, and maybe even money that I give may be different to if it was this broad brush approach of many.
Yes, and I would be playing devil's advocate if I said, let's say there are a lot of people suffering in the world and you could save more than just, say, your child. Would you do it if it was saving thousands, if not millions of people?
Just me? It's got to be me that does this?
Well, you're a contributor because if a lot of people think the same way, then you can really make a difference, can't you?
Yeah, I wonder what the role of business in the world could play. If you think, you know, even locally here in Australia, years ago, we never had such a thing as superannuation. And then the government mandated that business will basically over time reduce the government's requirement to pay pension. And so what if businesses were mandated to just like a percentage like superannuation of their revenue to actually go towards...
Yeah, I think it's far too slow to put it back on the corporations.
You think I'm going to be faster than corporations?
Individuals, yes. Climate change, perfect example of
oh,
it.
Oh, that
perfect
Gruber Thunberg, what was her name? The one that
Greta
sailed...
Thunberg.
Thunderpants,
yes.
Yeah.
Because if we keep palming it off to organisations saying they should deal with it, it's going to take a lot longer than everybody making a small difference. But here's the argument, Peter Singer. If you saw a child drowning in the river and you could wade in there with your clothes on and all you would do is you just get muddy, but you could save that child's life, would you do it?
Yes.
Yes. So let's expand that river and or pond and make it bigger and in a different place. So a larger, more global pond, and there were people who were starving and dying or drowning in the river, and all you would need to do is go in there to save them and you just get wet. Would you do it?
Yes.
Yes. So by that argument, donating to charities for poverty alleviation would be the best bang for your buck because you are not sacrificing a lot because your money, you know, you live in a very developed country and your money goes a long way. So in order to save a lot of lives, the most effective way would be to donate to those causes.
Right.
And because of the global, we're in the global
pond. Are we still in
now.
The river? Am my clothes still wet? I'm confused with that analogy he uses.
Because it's a simple thing to do. Everybody can agree that it's very simple.
Oh, God, he didn't do a simple way of explaining
but
it.
But often we kind of forget that we're removed from that place. Like, oh, we don't think about the starving children in a different place.
In Africa.
It's hard to argue that anymore because we have the news and we can see it happening.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time we go for the more individualistic charities to support.
Do.
Yeah. So he suggests donating 10% of your salary or your income to a cause, and the best types to donate to are the ones that help the most people.
Oh. So like Joy that has more than 600,000 listeners every single month as opposed to somebody that is just looking after one or two people.
Yeah, potentially, yes.
Yeah, okay. Mm. Oh, look, he's got some interesting views, that Peter Singer, and I'm not... I get the concept of if you can help more people, help more people, but I also do come back to my comment around the passion piece, when somebody that is personally touched by something that actually wants to change the world around a particular thing and a particular charity, that energy is can be really powerful. I think of like the McGrath Foundation and that whole pink movement that did see massive organisations get on board and massive celebrity or massive, you know, influencers out there and able to do so good. But... Thanks, Peter.
Yeah, I've definitely adopted it. I donate 10% of my income to charity.
Yeah, I donate 10% of my joy income to charity, Annie Louie. You're up early with Annie and Ando on your Friday morning. Annie, we're talking charities.
We sure are. And it's like a normal day for us too. Grand final eve. We're also going to be chatting to James Ash, musician.
Latest track, remake of Ride in the Night. I can't wait to hear this track. And chat to him. Also, footy family legend, Rebecca Madden, before we close.
Oh, my gosh. Jam-packed.
Hey, Speaking of fundraising, did you ever, you know those telethons?
Yeah, love the Good Friday appeal every year. Oh,
where you, like, can you explain? How does it work?
What happens is they would get a bunch of people in a call centre to pick up the phones for a day and see how much money you can raise.
So imagine the phone rings like this. You're in the call centre. You pick it up. What do you say?
Hello, Good Friday appeal. How much money can you give us?
Am I speaking with the real Annie Louie here?
It is.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
It's Annie from the Wiggles.
Oh, my name's Ando, and I'd like to pledge or donate $5, please. And if you say it on tally, my mum's going to tip in $100.
Oh, that's lovely, son. I'll do that for you.
Oh, so that's how it works.
And sometimes the celebrities double your money too. It'll be like, Annie from the Wiggles is going to triple
Why are you from the Wiggles, mate?
I want to be. Why not?
You'd make a good... Didn't she hook up with one of them and get a baby?
The
make a baby?
The new... I don't know. High five. They all hooked up with each other.
Oh, maybe it's high five. I'm thinking, you, there we go. That's how you're going to fight. You, please be a Wiggle.
Please be a Wiggle.
You'd make so much money.
Yeah, Jeff's retired. I'll tap in.
Get your driver to pick me up for work. So back to the... So the phones are ringing. You've got the cacophony of noise going on. And how hard is it, do you think, to actually
I've been on a radio station's telethon there, yeah, and it is quite hectic because sometimes you get caught up talking about their stories. Yeah, and it's like, no, sure, court, that's really unfortunate that that's happened to you. It's like, is this counselling or is this a telethon?
Oh, my God, this is Ando speaking. What would you like to give me?
Ordering at a drive-thru. Oh.
Thanks.
Can I get a mac and cheese?
Thanks for calling Joy's Telethon. This is Ando. How may I take your order, please? Is that what you're suggesting?
But my family and I didn't ever call in. Did you?
Yes, we did. Red Shield? Red Shield appeal? God, that's bad.
I didn't know they had a telephone.
Good Friday, yeah, Red Shield appeal?
No, it's just the Good Friday one that's appeal. On TV, yeah.
Oh, that's the Royal Children's Hospital one. I'm blending charities now. Mm. Yeah, we did once or twice and did got mentioned. We'd all sit around the tally with the remote control that had a cord attached to it and we'd wait for them to say our name. And you'd end up like... What used to annoy me as a child, and now I understand what's going on, the delay between donating and them saying your family name.
They deliberately keep it as long as possible.
No, I just think there was so many people saying, I'll double it if you...
Yeah.
Seriously. We are talking charities this morning. Coming up, our chat with James Ash and his latest track. Also, before we head off, Rebecca Madden to talk all things My Room Children's Charity.
Up early? Annie and Ando are up with you too. 6 till 7 a.m. every weekday on Joy.
Our next guest is one of Australia's most successful DJ producers, original member of one of those amazing Australian bands, Rogue Traders. His latest track, Right in the Night, is the coolest, freshest take on the 90s jam and spoon classic. Good morning, James Ash.
What an incredible welcome. You sound like my mum.
She actually is on the other line.
Is your mum your biggest fan?
Oh, absolutely. I actually had to tell my mum off the other day for commenting on some of my Facebook.
Oh, no, is she?
As my mum. And it was gorgeous because she was... She says, oh, doesn't he look handsome? And Mum, please, you know, it's gorgeous. So, yes, I wouldn't have been surprised if she wrote that intro.
That's so funny. And you've got kids, so it's like she still treats you as a big kid.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you're England-born. When did you start calling Australia home?
I moved here permanently in 92, so...
It's been a while.
Any accent that I still have is just pretentious, basically. I'm definitely a Victorian and, you know, consider myself very lucky to be living here, especially at the moment, guys. Jeez.
Oh. Yeah. Lucky at the moment or unlucky at the moment?
Well, I mean, okay, it's easy to say, oh, here we are in Melbourne and, you know, isn't it tough? But,
Compared to London.
Look at what's going on over there and 26,000 new cases today. And it's like, wow, okay.
I feel like you're very down with the people now that I know that. I'd also just listened to Voodoo Child again and now I'm more floored by, like, what a great beat. I didn't really appreciate the quality of the keys, all of the catchiness of the general tune.
It's a great track.
Oh, thanks, mate. That's very kind of you. And yeah, I mean, look, I think the, you know, the key to writing good music is to not let people hear your crap stuff.
You know? Now, speaking of good music, your latest track, James, is a retake or your version of Jam and Spoon's "Right in the Night," which is a classic. Yeah. Like, that song went off at the time.
It sure did. Yeah, it did. And when I began DJing, which was when that song was huge. In fact, I think it was, you know, number one all over the world when I started playing, which was end of 93, start of 94. When I listened to the original song, which obviously I've still got on vinyl, it takes me back to that time when I just began playing and I was coming into this amazing world of music and possibility, and it just felt like anything was possible, you know? And I'd just been someone who enjoyed music in my bedroom, and suddenly I'm playing music to a crowd. Yeah. And, you know, it was really special. So actually, over the years, I've tried to revisit the song a number of times, and I've never been able to get it right. So it's not a case really of, you know, why now. I've probably tried over the last 10 years, probably four or five times. Yeah.
That's so inspiring. I have jokes that I can't find the punchline to, and I just file them away, thinking maybe one day, like Seinfeld does. And this is, like, amazing.
One day.
And you are introducing me, a younger person, to this track because you said in an interview that you're hoping to bring this song to a whole new generation of fans, and you've won me over, and I'd never heard the track, and I feel embarrassed now.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, don't be embarrassed. Jeez, no,
let it be embarrassed.
Okay.
Andy, you should have heard of it. Because you're on radio, you would have been at Hits FM back in the time when that track was spinning.
I certainly was, and that was a really... I mean, I guess that all ties into that time for me because I was with a group of people that were just beginning their careers in radio and in media, and I ended up going down the route of becoming an artist, but many of my colleagues, you know, went on to have great careers in radio, and at that time we were known for playing dance music on the radio, and it's hard to imagine now, but back then Pop FM was still playing Huey Lewis and the News, you know?
And he doesn't know who they are.
I'm furiously googling now.
Yeah, that's all right. Katrina and the Waves. Actually, that's a good song.
Walking,
but you know,
sunshine.
they weren't playing anything that was remotely electronic or what people were actually listening to, you know, in clubs at the time. So I mean, I'd like to think that Hits played a small part in helping Right in the Night become popular because people could finally hear it somewhere other than on the dance floor.
Hey, James, it's been such a treat to catch up with you this morning. Can we get you to intro your song that we're going to spin right now?
It's called Right in the Night, the original song by Jam and Spoon. Featuring Plavka, I'm James Ash, and this is my version.
You're up early with Annie and Ando on your Friday morning. It is a public holiday for Grand Final Day Eve, or whatever we call that here in Victoria. But wherever you're listening to us from around Australia, you would know our next guest. I call her Australian sporting royalty. She's been on the grounds of football particularly, but other sports since she was born. You know what? She's hosted Ninja Warrior. She's on Weekend Today. She also was the first female host of, or co-host of, the Footy Show that a lot of people said, you know what? What's she doing on there? What's her credentials? She rated the first show rated its pants off. We're so glad to have you. Rebecca Madden, welcome to Annie and Ando.
Seriously, love that introduction. I'm going to get a copy of that. Send one over, will you?
I will.
He just did it on the fly because he was so excited. His head was about to pop off.
Well, that little voice that you did is like, what's she doing on the footy show? That's exactly how I read the tweets. People that don't like me. In that exact voice. I love it.
Do you have a funny one that's come up recently? You know how on that TV show, the late night show where they read mean tweets, if you had one to pull out, what would it be?
Yeah. I don't know. I've got so many, I couldn't choose just one. Trust me.
Oh, well. Hey, they brought the footy show back tonight, 7:30 tonight, for a really, really good cause, My Room Children's Cancer Charity. Can you talk to us a bit about that, please?
Yeah, so we have been aligned with the My Room charity for many, many years, probably 14, 15 years. But the last couple of years, we've done a telethon, which has now become their main source of fundraising. If you don't know anything about My Room, it's a children's cancer charity. So they distribute funds to here, there and everywhere. A lot of the funds go to the Monash Cancer Centre. There's a pretty good survival rate with for kids that are diagnosed with cancer, but we are aiming high because we don't think any child should be inflicted with cancer. So we're going for 100%. So we need to raise 100% cure rate, that is. So we need to raise as much funds as possible. So we have combined with... So it's the Sunday Footy Show panel, if you ever watch the footy show on Sunday. So yeah, it's led by Tony Jones. And we've got Matthew Lloyd, we've got Billy Brownless and all the gang. And then we've combined with that show to do the My Room Telethon because COVID, you know, upset everything this year. But we thought we can't let the year go and not have the telethon. It is so important. So we've put it all on a very important night.
I love a telethon as well. How many hours are we talking about here?
It's not a 24-hour telethon because we don't want to run into the football because that's pretty important as well on Saturday night. So it's not like some 24-hour extravaganza, and we've all got some work to do the next day as well. So it's just 3 hours. We kick off at 7:30, but you can donate obviously now through My Room, and the phone lines will be open, and through the internet, through the World Wide Web as well, you can donate. So we want all the money to come in obviously through those couple of hours, but the phones get really busy obviously, which we love, so there are lots of ways to donate as well.
Wow. Now, you mentioned, Rebecca, that you've got to get up and do a bit of work on Saturday. You must be rather pumped that your Geelong Cats are in the grand final again.
I'm pretty much beside myself.
Number one ticket holder, mind you.
Yeah, so I haven't slept properly. I just keep thinking about it. Oh. From the prelim, I cried for the duration of the match. I don't know what was wrong with me. I don't know what was wrong with me. I was just so emotional. So I think the grand final is not going to be pleasant, but I'll endure it. And then I just hope, I just hope and have everything crossed that we'll get across the line, and when that final siren sounds, we'll be in front.
Ando's a Tigers fan.
Shush, Annie.
Have you got any messages for the Tigers fans out there?
I've got another radio interview. Goodbye.
Oh, no. I didn't want to bring it up because...
They're everywhere. They're everywhere, the Tigers.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's all right. I go for the Dons, and we had not many chances this year.
That's all right. They're my second.
Nice. Now, to change tack just a bit, how's baby Rubes going?
Sure.
Little Ruby.
Baby Rubes is fantastic. She's really good as long as she gets the memo about going to bed early on Saturday night for the grand final and not disturbing mummy and daddy while they're watching a very important match, she'll be good.
What determines the footy team that she'll barrack for? Do you wait till she can choose, or has it been pre-assigned?
What determines? She gets no choice in the matter. Blue and white from day one.
Oh.
The Geelong Cats, God love them. The Geelong Cats actually sent her, I think she was 2 weeks old, all the paraphernalia. Mini scarf, mini jumper, mini hat, mini everything. So she's blue and white from day one.
Bribery. That's how you get them.
I love it.
Yeah.
Hey, Rebecca, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us this morning. If any, please get involved and support My Room Children's Cancer Charity, and make sure you tune in 7:30 tonight to watch the footy show. Is it called Reunited? Back Together? What's it called?
Well, no, because they work every Sunday. It's just a hodgepodge of people who know something about football.
Fabulous.
Love it.
That sounds great. Wishing
really
you all...
Really selling it, aren't I?
Yeah. It's a hodgepodge. Watch it tonight.
Wishing you all the best, and congratulations for running up, being runners-up again on Saturday. And love you a long time.
Now.
Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9.
You are up early with us, and we are nearly out of here, Annie Louie. What a cracking show.
I hope everyone has a fantastic day off.
What's your favourite footy kick?
A tackle.
A tackle? Do you know, we've pretended so much today to know about football. I can't believe you told Rebecca Madden that I barracked for...
The Tigers.
The Tigers. Because we're from Tigerland.
The only lyrics that you know.
I think it's a drop punt. drop punt or a drop kick? That's one of the... I'm a drop kick. Hey, coming up, make sure you stick around with the Murphys. They're looking back in time, some of their funniest bits, but they're also catching up with Shepherd.
Brand new interview with Shepherd, performing at the grand final, I hear.
They are. So Brisbane band, Shepherd, amazing song, amazing talent, amazing. Good luck, because it's never an easy gig, the grand final. Meatloaf stuffed it up.
Everybody stuffs it up because people have opinions and you're not going to be able to please so many people. I love winding you up on this one.
Have a lovely weekend. Good luck. May the Tigers win and we'll be back with you on Monday.
Yay.
Oh. Not a morning person. Catch the Annie and Ando podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.